Come one, come all. Enter, please. Get your tickets and come right on in. Have a seat and be transported to instant happiness. All your worries will be gone. Yes, you'll experience dreams in Technicolor. Forget your problems and escape to an alternative reality. So buy your tickets now. Come one, come all. Soon we'll be entering Pleasure Island. The Hacking of the American Mind is a book written by Robert Lustig, MD, Emeritus Professor of Pediatrics in the Division of Endocrinology at the University of California, San Francisco. In his introduction, Dr. Lustig explains, and I quote, "In The Hacking of the American Mind, I will argue that there has been a plot by some industries to obfuscate the link between their products and disease, and to willfully confuse the concepts of pleasure and happiness with the sole motive being profit. I will then tie these seemingly separate strands together to convince the reader of the new alternate reality that has been manufactured by these industries. The science, the history, and the politics are strong enough to provide circumstantial and empirical evidence." End of quote. According to Dr. Lustig, we've become addicted to pleasure and have confused pleasure and happiness, two purposeful emotions innate to our human experience, meant to make our lives meaningful and enjoyable when experienced in a well-constructed, healthy environment. But when the environment is toxic, the above diseases are the outcome, and we are all victims and losers. Every single one of us has become a product of an addiction that has developed gradually without permission and without our knowledge during the past few decades, by entities much more powerful than we can imagine. The book is, in my opinion, Dr. Lustig's attempt at unmasking this hidden hack for the benevolent benefit of the general public. He also writes, and I quote, "In order to convince the reader of each of these arguments, I will first lay out in simple form the neuroscience of each of these two otherwise positive emotions, how they can sometimes appear similar, but more importantly, how they differ, what underlies our experience of each one, and how they influence each other. I will then explain how the business community and government have been taking advantage of this neuroscience to hack our decision-making capacity and alter our level of individual and collective well-being." End of quote. It's important to remain updated and well-informed as we battle this dragon that chronic diseases have become, so we can attain control of our health. That is why I appreciate Dr. Lustig's hopefulness when he says there are ways to insulate yourself and fend off this hack. I don't know about you, but I no longer want deformed bodies to be the norm. I no longer want deformed bodies to be the latest fad on the covers of In Style and other popular magazines. Instead, I want to see bodies that communicate the power of prevention, the power of reversing, and the power of healing chronic diseases costing trillions, leading to shorter lifespans, hindering our quality of life, and the quality of our personal finances. I want ordinary persons to know their body's internal language and how the body's capability is endless in preventing, reversing, and healing the plague of chronic diseases that parade on the medical runway, as it were, along with their house of Gucci pharmaceutical designers, every new season, year after year, as seen on TV over and over and over again. If only people would use Dr. Lustig and other scientists' latest research to transport themselves to real-time, healthy happiness and pleasure. If only people would clearly see the damaging effects of the alternative reality Pleasure Island truly brings. Let's eradicate, not instigate sickness. Let's minimize, not stimulate body deformity. Let's educate, not misinformate. Made up word. In his sixth decade of life, surprisingly, Dr. Lustig decided to go back to school and study law because he wanted to understand the legal implications surrounding public health in order to impact policy and educate the general public. In his book, Fat Chance, you'll see he mostly wants to impact children's health. Like Dr. Lustig, whatever decade of life you're living, you too can choose to become good disease prevention strategists or wellness archaeologists investigating and digging up healthy living food fragments, planting their seed, eating their fruitage, and sharing their valuable nutrient content with others, thus leaving the following permanent imprint of approval on all bodies around the world. Body Intelligence Approved, or BIA.